Good morning, good evening, afternoon, wherever you happen to be. It's Glenn Kaiser in Chicago. This one's called Side Streets. There are times taken to the highways make sense, and they're quicker to get you where you need to go, and then there are the side streets. As I speak, it's a chilly but cozy autumn day in Chicago. Trees are mostly turning bright yellow and gold. Some beautiful reds from the maples, and in some cases even the side streets, are both left and right, lit up with glowing leaves alongside parked cars. This morning I intentionally slowed down when driving one of my grands to school because getting there too early means a cold wait outside till the doors open. I purposely take side streets, especially when returning home, or when I'm alone, because I love to see the various decorations, changes in the trees and lawns, and until winter, snowstorms show up, it's just a slower pace. Fewer cars, horn honks, and all that. Was I faster when I was younger? Of course. But two things I've learned to really appreciate within the past couple decades, whenever possible. The lack of a hectic, speed-filled life, and solitude. Unless you know me well and hang around me much, you might not see me moving away from where I expect you want to physically be. Even my sweet wife mentions me recoiling from the sink where I'm washing dishes, or if she needs to, you know, get in to wash her hands or whatever. Perhaps it somewhat comes from being the third of three kids and myself some years younger than my next sibling. Maybe it's because throughout my life I had to encourage people to move when they didn't want to, on several levels, though I never got pleasure from feeling like I was, quote, in somebody's way, end quote. Conflict is rare when you spend time with your Savior in prayer. I always feel welcomed, heard, not like a pain, though I'm certain at times I've caused him heartache through my days. If one is at peace with God and oneself, life becomes simpler. And slowing down, really looking at your surroundings, reflecting mentally on what you see, and parsing life, all seem to come, all benefits of side streets. Driving along, of course, one must watch for pedestrians, kids, folks pulling out of parking spots in our cities, speed bumps, and people walking dogs. But all of this also calls for slowing down and paying attention. Years of many hours in the woods taught me these lessons as well, just to be still, quiet, to stop and sit, to ponder, take in all you may not notice in what is often an intense, speed-driven, hurry-up, time-certain life. Certainly, growing older, as I have, means slowing down when you may want to kick into high gear. But I truly enjoy the exploring, wandering, pondering of my life in this season. Peace isn't all about getting, but giving. Here and there, when you've something to share, and also about getting out of others' way. Learning to be and take life in a gentler fashion is a gift I'm thankful God has been giving me. Understand, I'm not even close to being an introvert, nor molasses slow in my personality. Yet and still, all I've said here applies. Even sitting in a quiet space with my laptop, for example, at the library the other day. But I get to do that somewhat each day, and it's a gift. Oh, yes, there are times I crank up the music, whether my own or others, times I want life up-tempo and in fifth gear. But savoring the side streets of life is something I've come to really enjoy. Food for thought, perhaps. I'm thankfully quietly yours, and as always, thanks for stopping by.